Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from Ola and Ola Studios again. On this episode, we're talking about wife argues about everything. I'm going to give you 5 different tips. Okay, now before I get into the tips, there's a quick story behind why I came up with this topic. I have a client who called me, and he called me that he's married to his wife, and they've been going through it for a while, and a lot of argument, a lot of resentment from the part of the wife, and they're going through it. So every now and then he will call me. I will give him some few tips here and there, just giving him some basically I'm coaching him in a mild way, you know. But he called me, and when he called me, what I heard in the background was basically the wife telling him that I'm a third party, I'm an outsider, and he should not be sharing anything that's going on in their family with me. Now, there's a twist to the tips I'm going to share with you right now. There are 5 tips I would share with you if you're going through this situation. The main issue here is the argument. It's not about her opinion of where I belong. She's in fact very correct that I'm a third party. I am a outsider when it comes to that marriage. Okay, but the more important thing in that scenario is the argument, and the very heated argument that's basically going on between the both of them at that point in time, and how he was handling it. That's more on the tips I want to share with you right now. So tip number 1, when you engage in an argument with your wife, count down 30 seconds. You can't cheat. You can't afford to cheat. You need to count down 30 seconds and try to take as much deep breath as possible. Take as much deep breath as possible while you're counting down to 30 seconds. I want you to trust me, trust God, that the heaven is not about to fall apart because your wife disagrees with you on whatever, okay? Unless it has to do with safety and security, there is absolutely no need for you to be right in that conversation, and that's why I'm asking you, take a countdown of 30 seconds, countdown to from 30 to 0, all right? So the second tip is you want to let go of your right to be right. I think I just hinted that real quick. The reason why anyone engages in an argument is that they feel the need to be right. We're all like that. We as human beings, we're all like that. When we engage in a little debate, it turns out to be an argument, then it's I'm right and you're wrong. And essentially, even if you end up winning the battle of your right and then she's wrong, you're still wrong, because unfortunately this is a relationship, and if she hold any resentment against you because you managed to convince her that you won the argument, it's twice as bad. Okay, so just keep that at the back of your mind. Let go of all your right to be right, at least for now. Okay, because again, you're engaged in a heated argument. No matter how right you are, the situation is wrong. The dynamics of that relationship in that moment is wrong. Tip number 3, turn it to an active listening session. Now, this is very tricky. This is very, very hard to do, because again, remember, truthfully, you are caught up in your feelings and you do feel like you're right. You do feel like you know what you're talking about. But again, if you did step number 1, which is the tip number 1, if you did tip number 1, the 30 seconds countdown, this should be easier for you, okay? Turn it to an active listening session. Don't just shut up. Don't be dismissive. This is something that I myself, I'm still working on. It's quite easy to go into the dismissive mode, but just try to actively listen to what your spouse or your wife is trying to say to you. They are coming from somewhere, and it's usually not easy to detect where they're coming from just by listening to the words. You have to listen to just not just the words, but behind the scene of why they're saying what they're saying from an emotional standpoint. Tip number 4, repeat what you're hearing back to her. So instead of you feeling the need to reply everything she's saying, repeat what she said back to her. So for example, she says, no, he's an outsider, he's a third party. Interesting. So you're saying he's a third party. I agree with you. I actually agree with you. You're saying like, you just want me to talk, you want me to hear you out, and you see, it's a little awkward. because it's not the easiest thing to do. So why don't just keep it simple? Repeat what she said back to her. She's a third party. You're saying he's a third party? Okay. Tell me more, babe. Just say, tell me more. So now tip number five, ask her to tell you more. Repeat what she said, ask her to tell you more. Like, even if this creates an awkwardness, she will calm down, try to hear what you're trying to say, and trying to probably put her words a little bit better. Because again, when people are soaked up in their emotions and they're just outrightly just blabbing out, there's a good chance that they're not saying clearly what they're trying to say. But if you say, if you repeat what she said back to her, which is essentially tip number four, and you now go to tip number five, say, okay, so you're saying he's wrong. Tell me more. Exactly. And what you know, she will basically start hiccuping up, and then she will calm down, and then probably tell you a little bit clearer. But the idea here and everything I've just shared with you in the five tips is you don't want to throw off the energy, that toxic negative energy that's going on in that argument. You want to throw it off and bring everything down so you guys can have a conversation. And by the way, here's a bonus tip. Don't, when I say conversation, let go of all your need to say your part. Let her finish everything she has to say. Trust me, when you do that, you're not losing. Remember, it's not about losing. You're actually winning because she gets to express everything she wants to say. And this is going to require a lot of patience. This is easier said than done. But the alternative of this is that you're going to lose your relationship, your marriage slowly. It's going to die a slow death. And, you know, that's not what we want, right? So that's what I have for you. That's the five tips right there that I have for you if you're engaging in argument, negative, toxic energy arguments with your wife all the time. Just follow those five tips and all should be well. Practice it over and over and over, and it should get easier with time. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Go right now to lolaandola.com or getmymarriageback.com and download the book for free. You need to read the book 10 to 15 times. Okay, I'll see you on the next one, and peace.